More Americans returned to work last month than any other month since May 2007. Still, the numbers are below analysts' expectations. Economist John Ridings says the new job totals include 48,000 temporary workers hired for the U.S. Census.
I think the numbers over the next 2 or 3 months are going to be temporarily inflated by the hiring of all the people to follow up with the census.
But temporary or not, analysts say new jobs mean more disposable income. Major stock indexes have risen for the last 5 weeks on increased consumer spending and larger orders for manufactured goods. Even auto sales rose last month by 37%, and that was without the government's cash for clunkers incentive. Speaking to workers at a high-tech battery plant in North Carolina, President Barack Obama said more needs to be done, but he credited his administration's policies for reversing the economic slide.
We've now added an average of more than 50,000 jobs each month over the first quarter of this year. And this month's increase of 162,000 jobs was the best news we've seen on the job front in more than 2 years.
Despite the good news, the nation's unemployment rate remained unchanged at 9.7%. Charles Herman is a business analyst for ABC News.
This is clearly of concern, and we're really not going to see that number come down until we have 200,000 to 300,000 jobs created a month for several months.
The monthly jobs report shows manufacturing added 17,000 jobs, while the service and hospitality sector added 22,000. The troubled construction industry added 15,000. Still, more Americans are working part-time. Hourly wages declined by 2 cents, and the average work week grew longer. The number of people out of work for 6 months or more also grew, while the underemployment rate, those who have given up looking for work altogether, grew 0.1%. Millar Sega, VOA News.